CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX.
KX, this is KK4JBQ.
Hey, Larry. You got an announcement for the net?
Could have been a part of... I do have an announcement. As everybody is aware, if you have a calendar in your house, this is Christmas week, and the 24th is a couple of days away. I have been approached to give the reading of the night before Christmas. It's kind of a tradition here. A couple of people have done this in the past. I have been approached to do that. I'm going to be doing that on Christmas Eve. That'd be the 24th of December, and a couple of days away. So, if you have little ones especially, who are familiar or not with this rendition of what occurs in a small household, one might say in the USA, on Christmas Eve. It's a marvelous little poem, not very long, but I thank you for letting me bring that to the net, Patrick, and if you would check me in, and also my wife Donna, KC4MFK, and KK4JBQ. Thank you very much, sir. 73.
Hey, comment.
Comment.
Larry, you gonna do this over the net on Christmas Eve? I just caught the last part of it.
That's been the practice in the past. It'll be read during the last part of the net on, I believe that would be Tuesday night, the 24th of December. Read late so that everyone will have a chance to show up if they'd like to listen to the reading of the night before Christmas.
Yeah, here. Yeah, please check me in. I'm in the middle of working on the wife's dryer, so KK4HXB, Larry, I commend you for that. I will be listening 100%.
Larry, thank you for coming in here and announcing that for us. I do appreciate that. And Earl, I will check you in when I get done with all the pre-net check-in. All right, with that, are there any other announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. I'm being heard. This is a directed net. We will now begin the roll call. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we will begin tonight with our pre-net check-ins, and we've got quite a few of them, so just bear with me. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. They made the home in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome Mel, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Next is Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Next is Mr. Gus, AA4GH, from Ponte Gorda, Florida. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Next on the list is Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, from Table Rock. Then we have Mr. John, KN4RJN, from Brown Summit, North Carolina. I'm going to let this drop right here. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, from Easley. Then we'd like to welcome Scott, KX4YM, out of Greenville. Then we've got Jonathan, KQ4TGH, out of Easley. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Leon, NC9V, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ. They make their home up here in Hendersonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and makes a home in Greer. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Earl, KK4HXB, out of Travelers Rest. And for those of you who missed the announcement there, I'll do it one more time. Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, will be doing the reading of The Night Before Christmas on Tuesday night, and that would be during the Rag Chew portion, so you've got time to get gathered around and get the young ones calmed down. But again, that will be reading The Night Before Christmas, Tuesday night. And with that, we're going to pause right here, and we're going to allow our EchoLink stations to check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Whiskey Hotel 6. Alpha November Hotel, Carl Charlie Alpha Radio Lima, Denver, Colorado. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and negative, negative, Lord.
This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Carl, WH6ANH, out there in Denver, Colorado. And good to hear you tonight, Carl. Thank you for coming by and stopping in here. And you have won the long distance award tonight, I'm pretty sure. And with that, we've still got another EchoLink station, so we're going to pause right here and let him check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73-2.
We'd like to welcome our Monday night net controller. That's Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV. I think he's up there in Asheville. And Duncan, just so you know, your EchoLink's dropping in and out a little bit, but I was able to get you there. So I do appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. And do appreciate that. And look forward to talking to you tomorrow night on your net. And with that, that concludes all of our pre-net check-ins and our EchoLink stations for the moment. So we're going to move over to R8, RF, and tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. And Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and will both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals and she'll also be negative and negative. 73s to you and all on the net and Merry.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
This is KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. And they made their home down there in Piedmont, and by telephone relay, they bring along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and she makes her home down there in Ware Shoals. And Larry, Rick, thank you for stopping by and checking the family in. I do appreciate that and apologize for calling you Larry there. I didn't mean to. Then we'd like to welcome our net control manager, W4DJW, and he makes his home down there in Greer. And thank you for stopping by and checking in with me and all you do about for keeping the nets running. I do appreciate that. And with that, we'll try again Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX. That pause, we're going to move on up to Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative tonight, Patrick. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Well, Harry, it sounds like you might have that group to yourself tonight, but we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, and he makes his home up there in Candler. And, Harry, good to hear you tonight, and hope you're staying warm up there. I know it's getting a little chilly over this way. But with that, we're going to pause right here. We've got another EchoLink station, so we want to give them priority. EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Thursday night net controller, that is Mr. Matt, WG4MC,
makes his home down there in Greenville. And Matt, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping by. And next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, KM4NAP. He makes his home down there in Seneca. And Ed, I appreciate the comments, and I hope you and your family have a wonderful Christmas this year. And thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. And give me just a second. Sorry about that, folks. I got a little choked up there. But with that, we will try again. Mike Dupapa. Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB. He makes his home down there in Simpsonville. And Lloyd, good to hear you tonight. And I hope you and your family have a wonderful Merry Christmas also. And thank you, sir, for stopping by. With that, we are going to move on up to Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. 4HKX, please check in Kilo Alpha 2. Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2, TXJ, Jim, Mobile, in Taylors, I'll be negative and negative.
4HKX. Hello there, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
Recheck, Patrick.
Give me just a minute, Stephen. Let me get these people recognized, and then I will be back to you, okay? Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, KA2TXJ, down there, Mobile and Taylors. And, Jim, good to hear you tonight. And, sir, thank you for stopping by and checking in with me. Next, we'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG. And he makes his home down in Liberty. And, Chris, thank you, sir, for stopping by tonight. Do appreciate that. Look forward to talking to you later on. And if I don't, you have a Merry Christmas. And with that, we're going to pause right here. And we've got a recheck, and then we've got another Echolink station. So, Stephen, go ahead with your recheck.
Patrick, you ought to be able to hear me much better now. Because I want you to be able to hear me for this. What I was wishing before, I used a test and I heard how I sounded, so I worked on the problem for a few minutes and got it fixed. But I know you can hear me now, so what I was saying was I wanted to wish you, since I know I won't talk to you again until after Christmas, I wanted to wish you and yours a Merry Christmas up your way, or over your way, I should say.
Well, Stephen, I appreciate that, and you are sounding much better this time. And so whatever you did, it worked fine, and thank you, sir, for coming back in here. And I hope you and the missus have a Merry Christmas also. With that, we do have another Echolink station, so I'm going to pause right here and give him priority, or them priority. Echolink stations only, Echolink station only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, please check in KQ4MSD, Kilo Quebec 4, Mike Sierra Delta, David in Sandy Springs. Thanks for running the net. No comment, no rec to.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. David, KQ4MSD, down there in Sandy Springs. And David, good to hear you tonight. And I think that's the first time you've checked in with me, so I do appreciate you coming over here and checking in with me. And I hope you and yours have a Merry Christmas this week. And with that, we're going to pick back up with Quebec to Tango and try there one more time. Quebec to Tango, please call KO4HKX.
And again, Whiskey 4, Tango, Mike, Sierra, W4TMS, Phil, in Cherokee County.
Sorry about that pause there. I was having the input Phil there. It's the first time he's checked in with me. We'd like to welcome Mr. Phil, W4TMS, over there in Cherokee County. And Phil, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for all you're doing in the background, helping out a fellow amateur there, and I do appreciate that.
and appreciate you coming in here. With that, we will try again. Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in W before ZBH. That's Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. My name is David. I'm in Taylor, so I'll be negative and negative.
HKX. Good evening, Patrick. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Lima Bravo. That's KQ4, WLB. This is Roger and Travis Rest. No traffic and no comments.
We'd like to welcome Mr. David at WB4ZPH. Good sir, thank you for stopping by. And yes, I did get your call sign messed up tonight, but I did know it so I could pull it back out. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Roger, KQ4WLB, and he makes his home down there in Traveler's Rest. Mr. Roger, good to hear you tonight. Thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. I do appreciate it. And with that, we're going to try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
For HKX. Kilo 4 Uniform Bravo Delta. This is K4UBD. Good evening, Patrick. I'll be in and out tonight.
So welcome, Miss Jan, K4UBD. She makes her home down there in Traveler's Rest. And Miss Jan, it was awesome to see you yesterday and sit and talk with you. I had a great time doing that. And look forward to talking to you again. And thank you for stopping by tonight and checking in with me. With that, we're going to try again one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we're going to assume we've got everybody for that pass, and we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
The net, please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
Pause right here. We'll welcome in our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet. That is Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. And they make their home down there in Easley. And Gary, you make sure to tell Joy that Elise and I said hello. And if for some reason I don't talk to you again, which I doubt seriously that I won't, you and Miss Joy have a Merry Christmas. And with that, we will try again, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that, this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for check-ins, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. And I don't have anybody down for RAG2 tonight, so have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins?
KX. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, KC4SKD. My name's Larry, and I'll be here for some RAG2. And please also check in KG4AHS, Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra, Rhonda. And she's in Easley also. And I'd like to check in by telephone relay. My brother Randall, November 9, Tango Echo Charlie, N9TEC. He's in Asheville. And my youngest brother Charlie, KF4GGF, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf Foxtrot. He is in Goose Creek. And hope you're doing okay, and hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
We'll pause right here, and we'd like to welcome our Friday Night Net Controller, one of our Friday Night Net Controllers. That is Mr. Larry, KC4SKD. And he brings along Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS, to make their home down there in Easley.
and by telephone relay brings along his brother Randall in 9TEC, and he makes his home up in Asheville. And also by telephone relay, he brings along his brother Charles, KF4GGF, and he makes his home down there in Goose Creek. And Larry, thank you for stopping by and checking in the family. I do appreciate that, and I do have you down for RAG 2, but let me see if we got any other check-ins, and I'll be right back to you. With that, have we got any other check-ins? Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. Move back over here to Mr. Larry, KC4SKD. Please call KO4HKX.
KX in the net, KC4SKD here. Don't really have a whole lot to talk about, Patrick. It's been a kind of nice, peaceful day here. We came home and Rhonda grilled some salmon and baked it in the oven. So we had that, had some green beans and loaf bread for lunch. That was pretty good. And I got a little sleepy afterwards, laid down, took a nap. Rhonda got in the pantry and straightened out and cleaned up stuff and organized it so we can get in there and find things now. Then after that, I went out and took myself a walk and talked to a neighbor across the street, talk about vehicle problems. And his check engine light's on too, so I told him I got a tool that would help him, and you know, he's welcome to call on me if necessary. I'll help diagnose it for him.
He had a fairly busy day. I didn't do a whole lot. The wife and I went to church and stopped and got lunch on the way back. And I come home and I found my recliner, and I've been trying it out most of the evening. And she'd been wrapping a few Christmas gifts and taking care of all that, and I was told just stay out of the way. So that's been my day until time to come in here to call the net. And but yeah, if you can help out your neighbor there, that's always a good thing.
Neighbors know that I've, you know, I'll be willing to help them and do what I can to help diagnose problems. One of them, he was talking about oil leaks on his engine. He's got a Tundra, and I went over and I said, well, have you checked your the bolts holding the valve cover down? And I looked and they were finger tight, so he went around and tightened them all up, and that solved that problem.
Always nice when it's an easy fix, is it not?
Well, yeah, he was very thankful that I pointed that out. The next thing is the gear shifts have got little bushings, and the bushings have the tendency to deteriorate, and two of ours have done that, so I've got new bushings, and I've got to take the gear shifts out. They're automatic transmissions on both of them, and it's not too bad of a job, but I didn't want to get into that on the truck yesterday because it's kind of late in the day when I was finally able to work on it. And I thought, well, if I get halfway into it, the truck is down, so I wanted to wait till a time where I could just get it done and get it back operational again.
That truck's been down for a little while anyway, so it's nice to have it up and running for a little bit.
I put gas in it yesterday for the first time since August, but it is running good now. And but I do need to replace those bushings. And other news, went back to church this evening and they had the neatest service. They had about 100 gifts wrapped for the children aged 10 and under. And they had them numbered like a boy gift for age 8, a girl gift age 3. And they gave out, the children came and sat on the platform there with a preacher. And he read them the Christmas story and gave them the gifts out. And he said, now wait a minute, we're all going to open them all at one time. That was kind of interesting.
Part was keeping them from ripping them open, waiting on everybody to get theirs. Our church does something similar to that, and that's always the challenge.
It felt pretty good. The kids seemed to really enjoy it. And he said, whatever you do, don't clean up the paper. We got somebody to clean all that up. So that was kind of good. The kids liked it. And it was, you know, kind of neat to see them all sit down there and hear the Christmas story. Anyway, got a good net going, Patrick. I'll let you get back to it. Maybe have some more check-ins. KO4HKX and the net. This is KC4SKD.
Appreciate you coming in here and hanging out with me for a minute and dragging us up across that bottom of the hour. And look forward to talking to you after Christmas there. And if I don't talk to you before, you and your family have a Merry Christmas, sir. With that, we will see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. We'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, number one on that.
KX. Hope you and Miss Elise are doing well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Merry Christmas, Patrick, to you and Miss Elise. Merry Christmas to all on the net. We have no traffic, no comments.
Welcome, K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy. And he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD. They make the home down there in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for coming by and checking Miss Angela in. And y'all have a Merry Christmas. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. And he makes his home up in Fletcher. And Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly have a Merry Christmas. And it was great to hear you on your net over there this evening. And thank you, sir, for calling that. And for those of you that don't know, Mr. Sid calls the 146-640-NET. It does have a tone of 91.5. He starts that at 8 o'clock on Sunday nights, right before ours. So I invite you over there to check in with him. It is a fun net to check into and a good place to get the finals warmed up in your radio. Make sure everything's working right. Most of you down there can check into that and get into him with no problem. That repeater's got really good coverage down that way. But I do thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in, and I hope you and Miss Beverly have a Merry Christmas. With that, we will try again, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HX. You can find one more out there to get me to that 50 mark tonight. Been a while since we've made it that to 50, so one more, KO4HX. Looking for one more check-in, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HX. All right, with that pause, we're going to assume we got everybody tonight. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? I invite you back tomorrow night. Mr. Duncan will be calling the net, KO4JKV, and I know you'll enjoy his net. And I invite you back over there to check in with him. And give me just a moment, and I will send my net report. KO4HKX now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night to all. KO4HKX, clear.
4JBQ, KK4JBQ, this is KI4LZI.
ZI, KK4JBQ.
Steve and Mark doing. About the only time I've heard them lately is when they check in on the Skype one night every now and then.
I could not understand what you said. I'll turn my sound up. Maybe that'll help. I'm having some inner ear problems, too. Could you repeat that for me?
Well, I have to remember the back office thing. How's Wendy and Mark doing? KN4HTP and Mark, how are they doing? Obviously, you've talked to them, talking about that, doing that Tuesday night, you talked to them. Only time I've heard them lately is when they've been, every now and then, they check in on that Skype one night.
Proud that you asked about them there. As far as I know, they're doing well. And for some reason, Wendy wasn't able to do the night before Christmas reading on the 24th. And she asked that I might do that, and I'm happy to do that. I think she had done it 3 years in a row. I believe that's the case. So I'll give it a shot, and it's a nice little poem. It probably, I think the whole thing reads in about 3 minutes, so it's not terribly long. But that's the way she reads it. I might read it, and it might be longer. You never know. But I believe they're doing well, and they remain busy with several things. And anyway, it's good that you asked about them. KK4JBQ.
4LZI, but when you brought that up, Walker, about that, they popped in my head, and every now and then I hear him check in on Billy Scott one night over there, every now and then, but I hadn't heard him over here on this frequency, and I don't know when.
I'll give you the dates, but I know I have heard them check into this net, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, three times. Lately, I don't know how far that goes back, perhaps August, September, something like that. I've heard them check in three times, I believe. That's something I don't have enough room in the log that I keep to make notes on things like that. Although I think I have made a few notes about unusual check-ins. For instance, if someone checks in from Alaska, you know, they'll be doing that on Echolink, of course. I recall, and maybe you do too, I don't remember his name, but there was a lieutenant up there, based up there in Alaska, who checked in. Now, this goes back a few years, but he was in the Air Force up there. I think they have I forget now what the phrase is, but it's a base that has a combination of several services there. It's kind of cool. Anyway, he would call Echolink again, and he would call. We had a couple of calls from Alaska. That was before I started keeping a log, so that's lost to me. That's not something that was made terribly important back years ago when I became a new ham. I wish somebody had made it a point and that I started keeping a log, but, you know, what I'm doing is just in a little spiral. I think it's a 5x7. No, maybe it's got to be bigger than that. It's a small it's a small little notebook, and I'll figure out what the size of it is. But I developed a thing that, you know, helps me keep up with it. Little line things out, and I put in, you know, things like the date, and the day, and the net, and how many check-ins. It has proved helpful a couple of times, but it's more valuable to me just because I see where I've been, because I know I was there when I recorded each and every one of these contacts, and other people over time, you know, have been more, more faithful to record logs for their personal use, you know, and that's not counting QSL cards. I'm still doing that, but keeping a personal log is kind of cool. KK4JPQ.
boy LCF, well, you're doing something I'm not doing. When it comes to VHF or UHF, I don't keep any logs myself, but I really don't. I probably should, but it's just a matter of room here where I'm at. This is a tight spot, and what little logs I've kept was the few times I've done HF. Now, I've got some logs the few times I've done HF, but here on this and UHF, I don't really go that deep in trying to keep a log, because one time I'm here, and one time I might be in the car, and I'm do a lot of, use HTs a lot, too, and I just haven't, but in a lot of cases, most of mine was, like I told you, from back in the 80s and 90s and late 70s, and why I remember all those people that used to be here on this repeater back then, and still remember some of them, is beyond me when I was only listening, but in a lot of cases, I remember their call signs better than some that I still live and that I talk to here sometimes.
You have a good facility for remembering call signs in particular, but other things attached are related to the call sign too. But that fascinates most people I know. those little details, they become important, you know, they eventually do. But most people just don't have room in their head for that. Now, I don't have any room in my head for all of the... I've been doing this for about 3 years, and this little spiral-bound notebook, it's 5 by 7 inches. And that's just handy, you know, that and a black pen stands out real nice, and it's helpful. And if any, you know, question comes up, it's just that I don't have a question usually that comes up. But I'll make notes in here too. If somebody makes an announcement and I want to remember that, then I'll write it in, and then I'll come along later with a highlighter and call attention to it, you know. That has helped me remember things. And as you get older, Andy, you're nowhere near in need of it, of course, but as you get older, it will help you to develop some way to keep, a notepad around. most of us do benefit from that. Now, I know things have gotten to this point where you can, if you keep a phone near you, you can make a voice memo on the phone, and, you know, you can then call that up and look it over. I guess you can type it in, too. I never got really comfortable with typing on a phone. People do that. I'm sure a lot of people can type on the phone faster than they can write with their thumbs, you know. But thumb typing isn't something I know how to do very well. I don't type with all my fingers, and I certainly can't type with my thumbs. When I was going to school, it wasn't important, well, back then, during the 60s and forward, it wasn't that important to take typing in school. My brother did, and so look at, he is a whiz on a computer to do typing. He learned that. I don't know what... I do know also. He told me once, he says, "You know why I took typing class, Larry?" I said, "No, his name's Gary. Larry and Gary." He said, "Well, when I came to notice that the typing classes were full of girls..." And this was like in, junior and senior year of high school, see. So that's when boys become interested in girls. When I noticed that the typing classes were full of girls, I just had to sign up. KK4JBQ. Something I should have checked into. It would have been helpful. Touch typing would have been helpful, you know, just about any time. But then came along all these devices that have keyboards on them. Laptop computers, the computer here in my shack is a laptop, but I have a cordless keyboard that because I'm sitting in a chair, don't have a desk in front of me, you know. So this little keyboard doesn't have a cord on it, so that makes it pretty handy. And I can just lay it down anywhere because it's very light. If I were handy about typing, I would want to put this thing, you know, on a surface where I could just type with both hands, you know. I'd be spoiled to that, but I'm not spoiled to that. I hunt and peck everything. My vision is, it's not terribly bright in this room. Why would I keep it lit up really bright? So, identifying, which if you hunt and peck, you have to see. You don't do it by touch. You know, you have to see the printing on the keycaps, you know. Identify them and then punch them. So, it's pitiful. It's just pitiful. And if I find myself in the company of somebody who can really type, it just bowls me over. Donna can do that. But she's, you know, worked in business for many years before she retired. And so she's very good on a typewriter. Also on a 10-key adding machine. She's very good on that, with that as well because she was an accountant. So I just get bowled over very easily with someone who's good on a keyboard. It's a bit frustrating, but I guess now I'm this far along in life, I won't be learning keyboard concepts. And one of these days they'll come along with a computer that you can just talk to. I think maybe you can do that now. KK4JBQ.
L4LZI. JM4NAP8 used to get on here and talk with Jim here about going around hunting with metal detectors and all like that. I remember him getting on here years ago and talking about such stuff as that on here about looking for things for metal detectors. Main reason heard him on here Thursday, and I realized that's the one that used to talk with Jeannie. Jeannie's still around in here, Pickens. He's just not that active. He's not. And as far as the typewriters goes, now I'm going to tell you what my sibling told me. She took those typing classes with electric typewriter back decades ago. She tells me that these things on these computers aren't the same as they was back then on electric typewriters. That's what she tells me. If you took that back then, you learned some, but things ain't quite exactly the same still. That's what my sibling tells me.
Well, that's true. For instance, and that's to various degrees. One of them would be that the, let's see, how is it labeled? It's still called the return key. And on an electric typewriter or a manual, that key is in the generally in the same spot. Now, keyboards differ between manufacturers. And if you went from, say, a Smith Corona to an IBM manual or electric typewriter, you would have to familiarize yourself with the location of keys. They would be slightly different. But you're going to do this by touch. You're not going to be looking at the keys as you type. So there is a bit of a learning curve, if you will, to be comfortable with it. But the point I think you're trying to make is that there are keys that typewriters do not have. It used to be that they identified keyboards by the number of keys that were on them. I'm not sure that's the case anymore. But I'll just have to read it off here. On computer keyboards, there's function keys. There was no such thing on a manual typewriter. Control, Option, Command, Escape. Those keys are brand new when computers came along. So I believe it's your sister you spoke of there. She's absolutely right. But just like changing manufacturers, it's a bigger jump when you go from manual typewriters to computer keyboards. You have to familiarize yourself. That's a little extra effort, perhaps. But if you have the confidence to just type along, it's a lot easier to switch keyboards even than it is to learn how to touch type. I did try that. Totally failed. KK4JBQ.
Poor LZ, I'm just telling you what she told me. You know, I didn't. She took a year, she took some typing with electric typewriter when she was in high school. And since then, she's the one that told me that it's what she learned then. Some of it no longer applies today with the way things are now because it's different. That's the general idea she gave me.
JK4HXB, let me ask you a question, Larry. You spent all that time in there taking typing with the girls, and you like me, you still can't type, can you?
I guess I told it badly. It was my brother who he's 3 years younger than me. So this would be in high school, of course, that they had typing classes. And so I was already, when he was an incoming freshman, I would be a junior that year. We'd be 3 years apart. And so by that time, you know, our lives were totally different. You know, I was looking at the world of work, and he still had all of high school, practically all of high school, yet to get it through. But we did have that conversation where he said that was his reason, that was his rationale. Those classes were full of girls, and he was right at that age where, you know, interested in girls. So he said the first year, or the first class, he was the only male in a room full of girls. And the word got around. So then there were three the next class that he took. There were three, and then there were more. I'm thinking it's a lot like CW. If you're younger, it's easier. These things come to people easier if they have youth on their side. Us old folks, and I guess I qualify, us old folks, we have difficulty cramming new stuff into our brain. So I tried when I thought I still had what it might take, both for CW and for touch typing. And I was wrong on both counts. I can still hunt and peck, and I can still tap at less than 5 words a minute when I try to send CW, which isn't that often. People have to be very